It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, July 3rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's wedding season, and that means we're going to be watching a lot of these. A video of a wedding, yes, but a new breed, the live-streamed wedding. Turns out there's a big jump in couples who want to share their nuptials with the world in real time. Think smartphones transmitting the I do's from that wedding in Honolulu, or grandma getting a front row view even if she couldn't make the trip to Kansas. You can broadcast on YouTube thanks to Google Hangouts or on other free streaming websites like Ustream. David Thompson is a vice president at Ustream.
The growth that we've seen is pretty amazing, about 250% year over year. We did some 20,000 weddings over the past year.
If you're a cynic like me and can already picture guests whispering uncharitably about how such a spectacle is gauche, don't be so sure. We asked an etiquette authority, that would be Ann Post, great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post and author of wedding etiquette book, Do I Have to Wear White? She gives live streaming a thumbs up.
And I think it's one of the best examples, when done right, of technology keeping people first and letting us have that connection that might not have been able to happen otherwise, I think is just fantastic. And the trick for me is keeping the priority not on the technology, but on the people involved, both those on the other end of the computer and the people right there in the room.
Post says it's smart to do a test run before the big day. David Thompson at Ustream thinks a big part of the popularity seems to be the can't-make-it factor. He saw that in action while at a wedding that was being broadcast.
The bride was from Colombia, South America, and her whole family was watching, obviously, from Bogota. But then we found out that a whole bunch of the family's friends and friends of the family, and it, like, all of a sudden this wedding became viral. So it was almost like the wedding became a TV show, a little reality TV show for an international audience that hadn't planned to watch. But once they tuned in, they were totally plugged into it.
Hard to begrudge friends and family all over the world getting to take part, and sometimes streaming voyeuristic aspect can get pretty interesting. We asked Thompson about the strangest live-streamed wedding he'd seen recently.
It took place at a Gold's Gym somewhere in Southern California, and it was a weightlifter couple, and they were both quite muscular, quite beefed up, quite oiled up for the event, and all of their friends were as well, and I've never seen anything quite like it.
Hey, love takes all forms, especially on the internet. And before we go, a reminder that some people's Twitter musings are just worth more than the tweets of the rest of us. Mariah Summers over at the website BuzzFeed did some digging on the cost of hedge fund managers firing off their thoughts on Twitter. An example, Carl Icahn, the activist investor who's making a run at personal computer company Dell. He tweeted this recently, quote, "Twitter is great. I like it almost as much as I like Dell." Turns out those two sentences broke some SEC rules of disclosure. Icahn's lawyers had to then file with the SEC, and that sort of thing reportedly can cost somewhere around $2,000 in fees. Summers says Icahn's Twitter feed went pretty quiet after that.
And since then, he's only tweeted once, and it might be because he got a talking to about the various regulatory issues that that raised.
Mariah Summers of the website BuzzFeed. You can check out our tweets, which I assure you are much less expensive for everyone. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.